We went to see Mousetrap, which is the longest running show in the world ever. It's a play.
Yes.
And it's a whodunit. It's an Agatha Christie novel, apparently. And I had no clue who it was all the way till the end. And they, when they came out to do their vow, they said, now that you've seen it, you have to promise not to tell anyone. So I can't tell anyone who done it.
You were making fun of me for signing an NDA.
Because if you're ever going to see it, and I think it's playing in New York now on Broadway, some people may see it. Anyway, I'm taking up the whole podcast.
Yes.
Sorry, Daniel.
Yes, you are.
So I will go now. I'll see you guys, or I'll talk to you guys next week.
It is your podcast. I mean, that's, you can take it all up. I mean, this isn't like Big Fatty Online. It has like a little 20-minute bucket or whatever. I mean, we can make the show as long as we want.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
This is Big Fatty Online.
The longest running show in the world, ever.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4056 of the BFO for Wednesday the 23rd of August 2023, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. A new show. Y'all, let me tell y'all about my day, and who knows, we might even get a voice letter. Big Fatty will not hold our breath.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
That was kind of sloppy.
Okay.
Good morning to you, too. Busy magicians, Big Fatty, what the hell? Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you busy magicians, remember the Frosty the Snowman cartoon where the magician was kind of crazy and had the rabbit in his hat that stole the hat and everything, and he would go, busy, busy, busy. Yes, Big Fatty, we remember, remember, remember. It's good. So y'all, because Big Fatty's been busy. Been busy. Oh, y'all, by the way, at the beginning of today's little show, wishing us a good morning. That was my Northeast Straight Jenny. And then that was Bill in the St. Louis. You know, he's the number one fan, times two. And then, y'all, they're there almost every week. Y'all, we're almost finished with their first run through the schedule there. Y'all, is that Holly and KC from the enormous little show? Yes, Big Fatty, they enormously fucked it up today. Yeah, well, a little bit. But anyway, y'all, and y'all, listen, do you hear this music? Y'all, it's an orchestra playing the Good Morning Big Fatty song. So, y'all, good morning to you and happy humping.
Wonderful time of the year.
It's that time of year again.
They're going back. It's back to school time at Staples. Over 7,000 supplies at guaranteed low prices.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Staples. That was easy.
music for the parental units. Y'all, it's true. Y'all, as you heard from that, y'all, it's one of my favorite commercials. It's the Staples. Just go on the www and type in Staples Back to School Wonderful Time of the Year or something like that. Y'all, it is one of my favorite commercials of all times. That and the Santa Claus coming down the hill on the Norelco razor, and it says, even our name says Merry Christmas, and it says Norelco. Be ready, you're living in the past. It's true. But anyway, y'all, it's the first day of school. First day of school here in Fat Acres. And y'all, that just means that the traffic will be a living hell until they get out for grandma, and then it'll become a living hell again until they get out for the summer in 2024. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, Big Fatty, what you do? I don't know. Y'all watched the sports ball. Y'all, the Atlanta Braves, they got the ass beat by the Mets of all teams who are having their worst season ever. They're mortal enemies with the Mets. So anyway, they got two more games, and anyway, that was that. Y'all slept like a baby. I mean, I really slept well on Monday night. And what did I do then? Big Fatty, we don't know. Yeah, I didn't get a nap on Tuesday because, y'all, I had to take Ruby Red. Well, first of all, I got up and did all my morning routine and puzzles and all that kind of stuff. And, y'all, then I just did a shortened morning nipple walk. Just did most of the roads of Fat Acres, about 50 minutes. But that gave me enough time to get back, get a share, get dressed, and get Ruby Red to the auto glass place, because y'all, they had to recalibrate all the cameras and all that kind of stuff to the new windshield and all. And so y'all, I was there at 10 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, there was a boy in front of me, and y'all, he had the man bun. Oh yes, Big Fatty, you talking about the hair, right? Yes. And well, he had a nice man buns also, and y'all, the hairy legs, and y'all, it was just lovely. Yes, Big Fatty, wet clean up all four. And so anyway, they had the guy came and took Ruby Red into the service bay. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. And then he had to take it. You have to do a on the road a test. And so he did that, and he came back and he says, "Okay, Big Fatty, everything is hunky dory." And so y'all, I left there and I headed directly to Shady Pines. Got there, you know, told them I was hoping to turn in the keys on for right. Y'all don't know if it's gonna happen, but that's my hope. And then what else? Big Fatty, we don't know. Olive's niece and her husband came. They had requested some sentimental items, as did Olive's sister. And so they came by, and I showed them what I had pulled, and they took all of those things, and they found a few other things that they wanted to have and all. And anyway, and y'all, I sold Olive's car. I sold his car to his niece. Y'all, she's gonna get the money back, basically. And you know, when the estate is closed, but Anyway, so the car's been turned over and the keys and yes, Big Fatty, the oil stick. Yep, that too. So y'all loaded up some things for them. They're coming back. They're going to stay in town Thursday night. That's the plan, I was told. And then early for right morning, the movers are coming. And y'all, it's going to be, you think today is busy, busy, busy. So is for right. Y'all are meeting the lady that's going to appraise the artwork in the dancing girl gallery. And she's coming Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. in the morning. So anyway, but y'all, Hortensia did come today, Tuesday. And y'all, the villa is just, it's just so much nicer once Hortensia comes. Yes, except Fatty, less grit and grime. It's true. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Good morning, Big Fatty. This is going to be a quick one. I am on my Thursday morning nipple walk, and I'm actually walking right this second. I just wanted to say hello, and it's 66 degrees in Denver, Colorado today. Overcast, it rained this morning, and I actually wish I had put on a jacket. But anyway, wanted to say that everything is good here. Love your show every day. It's a part of my daily tradition, so thank you. And you have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is Holly from the enormous little show. And Holly, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And you're making everybody mad as a snake. Mad as a snake, saying it's 66 degrees. Y'all, it's hot. It's hot here. But anyway, Holly, looking forward to your next visit to Fat Acres. Yes, Big Fatty, he better get down here soon before you're in Shady Pines. Well, I hope that's not anytime soon. Big Fatty, hope springs eternal.
Big Fatty, it's Scotty Rosie Battler. And I haven't called you in a while, and I realize your show, well, let's face it, it's like kind of running out of content massively, because you were just talking about buying a dozen eggs for $2.09 and saying that they were too expensive. Well, listen, in Australia, where everything actually is expensive, I just paid $4.86 US money yesterday for a dozen eggs. So that is like more than double the price. However, I did buy the cage-free eggs, you know, the ones laid like in a field and gently and lovingly collected and picked up by people and without battery hens. So they do cost a bit more, but yeah. There you go. There's the price of a dozen eggs here. Way, way more than America. Okay, well, thank you for calling. Enjoy your eggs.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is...
I'm rushing to the train, bye.
Oh, bye! Y'all...
Woodhaven.
Woodhaven. Yes! Y'all, that, of course, is Scotty, the little Aussie battler. And Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And just because everything's more expensive in Australia doesn't mean that $2.19 a dozen isn't expensive here. So anyway, an egg is an egg, and you know, I don't know. I don't know about picking up eggs out of a field. I mean, how do you know? Maybe someone TT'd on them. Big Fatty, why did you have to take it to that level of vulgarness?
Fart pants, bacon. I hope Lala doesn't mind me making this comment, but I just watched her do a taste of a beef Wellington potato chip on Fakebook, and it just reminded me of Paul making his husband do Oreo taste tests on YouTube. But anyway, so I'm not a big chips person because salt, sodium, swelling, retaining fluids. But I cannot buy the cheddar ripple chips with the little teeny tiny ripples or whatever, because honestly, I can eat a whole bag. And do you know that a bag of those at a gas station is $6.99 in South Dakota? But anyway, that was a really fun video, Lala.
Big Fatty, is she not going to say it? Well, I don't know. I guess not. Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And I you know, Big Fatty is not on the Meta space. So Big Fatty, I thought it was the YouTubes. Well, I'm not on that either. But, you know, Miss Lauren, ever since she said to hell with being a vegetarian, she's just getting out there and yeah, stuffing meat in her mouth. Big Fatty, you've made that vulgar also. Well, you know, if the meat fits, stuff it. Big Fatty!
I'm so out of practice from making calls because people haven't been dying and the mix has been on hiatus and summer vacations. Well, mostly just summer vacations. But anyway, I'm totally out of practice and I keep forgetting to say hello, Patrick Plain and Woodhaven.
Oh, Big Fatty, I'm so glad she called back. I thought we were going to have to do a wellness check on Miss Bacon for not saying Woodhaven. Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call, and thank you for calling back and making the all in the world right again. What? Yeah, okay, Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's your gay country boy, Wes. I wanted to call and say hello. I haven't talked to you on here for a while, but, you know, I did enjoy our conversation last week. It really put a smile on my face. I have been keeping up with your show every morning. Now that I don't work from home, I have a drive. Not a very long drive, but it is long enough for me to get at least some of the podcast in, and then I can finish it on the way back home in the evening. So I hope you are doing well. Someone is getting a year older very soon. So I love you much, and I will chat with you later. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is the gay country boy, Wes. And, Wes, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Big Fatty, doesn't he know that you've already had your... Oh, dear Gussie. Doesn't he know you already had your exiting of the birth? Yeah, well, this came in before that. Oh, okay. So, anyway, Wes, thanks for the kind comments. And you always take the time to say something nice, especially to the elderly. Oh, yes, everybody, it might be the last chance you get to say, well, anyway, I kind of took it to a dark place there, didn't I? You did. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. As you might guess, it's going to be busy for Big Fatty. Y'all, by the way, Big Brother, getting good. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Geeky Gay. Guys, any announcements today?
This is Big Fatty Online.
The longest running show in the world ever.
Oh, yeah, that Big Fatty, they've got that wrong. It's the longest running train wreck in the world ever.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-784-6331. Ruined One and leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.